The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, each brand of cigarettes claims superiority. But Raleigh's offer you proof that you can see before your very eyes. Proof attested by experts. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleigh's with any other brand. You'll see instantly the tobaccos in Raleigh's are more golden in color. And any tobacco expert will tell you that the more golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive. But Raleigh's superiority goes even farther. No less than 31 of these better tobaccos go into Raleigh's exclusive blend, a perfectly proportioned combination that adds up to one grand flavor. That's why Raleigh's are unrivaled in richness, smoothness, mildness, in complete smoking enjoyment. And remember, Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for outstanding premiums. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. The pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. Are playing Pushin' Along. And now, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
Hello, Red. Say, what's new, Red? Is Mr. Raleigh, the sponsor, still living at your house?
Yeah, he's been there 6 weeks, boy, and it's getting pretty bad.
It is, huh?
Yeah, that guest towel is filthy. Last night he got insulted because I served him 2 scoops of mashed potatoes.
Well, what was wrong with that?
I don't know. My hands were clean. Oh, yeah. He said when the dinner gong rings, we all run to the table like wild animals or something.
Do you?
Of course not. We're just faster on our feet than he is.
Say, are you still having sponsor trouble, Red?
Yeah, he's still with us, Harriet.
Well, you should try and amuse him in some way. Get him a date with some glamour girl or something.
Yeah, well, he wants Hedy Lamarr or nothing.
Well, did you ask her?
Yes, and nothing's getting mighty monotonous.
Red, he's some sponsor, isn't he?
Yeah, I keep kidding him all the time about Raleigh's cigarettes.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
What does he do?
Well, this morning he gave me a more golden punch in the nose.
I was punched in the nose once.
You were? You were punched in the nose, Ozzie?
Yes, my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend? Hey, I thought you two were regular twins.
Yeah, but a triplet showed up.
Well, listen, Red, why don't you take Mr. Raleigh out to the movies once in a while?
I did. I took him to see one of my pictures. Boy, was he surprised. He didn't know I was in pictures.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he thought I was on postcards. I took him to see the preview of my new picture, Ship Ahoy.
Oh, did they preview your picture,
yeah.
Red? Sneak?
No, we walked in and out like everybody else.
Say, Red, tell me, what happened to that preview?
Well, right in the middle of the picture, there was a loud commotion.
What was wrong?
The sponsor was going through the balcony with a flashlight examining cigarettes.
So you were in Ship Ahoy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, who else was in it?
Well, Eleanor Powell, Tommy Dorsey, Bert Lahr, Virginia O'Brien, and the director, Eddie Brazell.
I love previews.
Yeah, say, did you see all those big searchlights in front of the theater?
Yeah, I saw all the searchlights, but what was all the excitement?
They spotted an unidentified drunk flying down Vine Street. The 143rd Red Devils brought him down.
Where did you sit, Red?
Well, I sat between Andy Devine and Edward Arnold. I couldn't see much. Boy, did I get a massage.
Who else was there?
Well, Milton Berle, Mickey Rooney, and Farnsworth Aslop was there.
Farnsworth Aslop? Who's he?
He's the autograph hound with a leaky fountain pen.
I had a leaky fountain pen once.
You had a leaky fountain pen, Ozzy?
Yeah, and it was very embarrassing that time I got run over on Sunset Boulevard.
What happened?
Well, a guy jumped out of his car and he yelled, "Gee whiz, I just killed one of them Pasadena Blue Bloods."
Red, did Mr. Raleigh like you in the picture?
I don't know. He couldn't see very well.
Why? Was there a post in the way?
No, his fingers. He was holding his nose.
Well, anyway, Red, I think your picture will be a great success.
I think so, too. In fact, the producer at MGM told me I was going places.
He did?
Yeah, he even gave me the fare.
Sisters, three little sisters, and each one only in her teens. One loved a soldier, one loved a sailor, and one loved a lad from the Marines. Oh, the three little sisters, they were the fairest from Iceland to the Philippines. So said the soldier, so said the sailor, and so said the lad from the Marine. And when the boys marched away, the girls said they'd be true until the boys came back someday. Now the three little sisters, stay home and read their magazines. You can tell it to the soldiers, tell it to the sailors, and tell it to the Marines.
Three little sisters, each one only in her teens. One loved a soldier, one loved a sailor, and one loved a big fat bouncer from the Palladium. Oh, the three little sisters, they were the fairest from Iceland to the Philippines. So said the soldier, so said the sailor, and so said Jimmy Fiddler in his Tuesday morning gossip column. And when the boys sailed away, the girls said they'd be true until the boys came back one day. So the three little sisters, stay home and read their magazine. One reads the Cosmopolitan, and one reads the Saturday Evening Post, and the third is at Liberty most of the time. You can reach her by phoning Hollywood 6. Bye.
That was Harriet, Ozzy, and the boys gossiping about three little sisters. Say, you could have put in a plug for the shrine down in San Diego Friday, too.
Say, Red,
yes.
Those were very nice articles in the June issue of Modern Screen and Radio Mirror about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, isn't it marvelous what people will write just for a carton of Raleigh cigarette?
Well, Red, tell us, what's our subject for tonight?
Well, tonight I thought we'd show how the daily newspaper affects different people. Mm-hmm. First, we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He has a job delivering papers. Well, here I am. Delivering papers. Good news. Good news. Well, look, there's old Uncle Jim sitting on his porch. I think I'll throw him his paper. So first I'll roll it up. Now I'll tie a rubber band around it. And here she goes. Well, that'll teach me to let go of the rubber band next time. Well, here's Daisy June's house.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy. Gee, you look pretty today, DJ. You look good enough to eat.
I do?
Yep, smothered in onions, of course.
What's the paper you're
they're delivering, Clem?
The Los Angeles Sun.
The Los Angeles Sun?
Yeah, it comes out once a week.
Clem, how many's on your paper route?
Well, there's four. There's you, me, the widder.
Clem, are you still hanging around that widder?
Well, yep.
Well, what's that widder got that I haven't got?
I don't know, but on her, it don't look like a project.
Listen, I think you hear Grandpa coming. Mm. Yep, here he is.
Hello, Grandpa. Gee, you look good today, and you're an old guy, too. How do you keep your hair?
Thumbtacks. Has the paper come yet?
Yep, here it is, Grandpa. You want me to read it to you?
No, it upsets me. There are too many jobs around. Just read me the first page.
Okay. The first page is blank. Wait a minute. There's something written on the bottom of it.
What does it say?
For further details, consult your local newspaper.
A mighty bad newspaper.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, you old fossil.
Now, that's no way to talk to Grandpa, Clem. After all, he was in the Civil War.
Well, my grandpa was in the Civil War, too, but he was neutral.
Neutral?
Yep. He sold good humors to both sides.
Grandpappy, Clem's been hanging around that widow again.
Oh, he has he? Clem, what are you hanging around her for?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
You see here, you stay away from that widow. She's my gal, and I've been a-courting her for 52 years.
52 years? Why don't you marry her?
Well, it don't pay to rush into those things.
Cam, have you ever considered marrying me?
I don't know. Let me see your sugar ration card.
Cam, why can't you be romantic?
Well, I ain't got time to be romantic. I got other things on my mind.
Oh, yeah? What?
Well, for one thing, I've had poison ivy for 4 years.
Well, what's that got to do with romance?
Oh, I don't know. But it keeps me pretty busy. Well, I guess I'll be going.
Yeah, go along. The widow's probably awaiting for you with open head.
Oh, you're jealous.
You get out of here.
All right, but you pay me for last month's paper first.
Oh. Well, I have to get the money out of my stocking.
Okay.
Turn around.
I'll turn around.
Well, turn around.
My head, too?
Now, here's your money.
Hey, where'd you get all that money?
Oh, that's chicken feed compared to that $50 war bond I got.
You?
We're smart. Pappy smokes Raleigh's and we send in the coupons.
Hey, I gotta tell the widow about that.
Oh, so she don't smoke Raleigh's. Well, I'll fix you. I'll tell Mr. Raleigh and he'll never let you mention that traitor's name again.
Oh, blabbermouth. Boy, will she be surprised. The widow smokes Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco, though. I think I'll go back in and tell her.
Don't come back.
Here now, you put that shotgun down, Daisy June. Don't pull that trigger. Oh, well, I was going to lay down anyway. Then we have a lady and her little boy. Sunday papers are his dish. He loves the funnies, and it's 6 o'clock Sunday morning, and nobody's awake except Junior. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little boy. Hey, Mae, are you awake?
Oh, Junior, it's only 6 o'clock. Go back to sleep.
Okay. Hey, Mae.
What is it now?
Mommy, where'd I come from?
Sears and Roebuck, and go back to sleep.
Sears and Roebuck, you can. That's silly. I am so small, I bet they got me at a cut-rate drugstore.
Junior, will you stop mumbling to yourself and turn over?
I can't turn over.
Why not?
My chain won't reach that far. Hey, Mommy, I can't sleep no more. I just heard the boy throw the Sunday paper on the porch. I want to look at the funny.
Oh, now, look, Junior, why don't you go back to bed and be a good boy?
No use going back to bed.
Well, why not?
All I do is just lay there and think up new ways to whack this joint.
Go read your funny papers and don't bother.
Okay, okay. Are you going to read the papers? Oh, look. Look at that nice big banister. What a banister for sliding. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I would slide down a shiny banister. Oh, boy, what a mess.
Junior, what happened?
You know that vase that's been handed down from generation to generation?
Yes.
The next generation's going to have to use a Dixie cup.
Can it be fixed?
Nope, the pot's going to pot. Oh, now, let's see where that funny paper is. Oh, now, look where he threw that. Right in Mummy's victory garden. Gosh, I plan to tramp that down myself.
Hello, Junior.
Hello.
You up?
No, I'm still upstairs asleep. You always this dopey of a morning? Good eye, I still asleep. Hey, did I wake you up?
Oh, no, I was up with the chickens.
Up with the chickens? Mm-hmm. Hey, when's your wife going to let you sleep in the house?
Junior, do you always get up this early?
Yes, I got work to do in the morning.
Oh, what kind of work?
Well, for one thing, every morning I have to get up and file a serial number off the tires that Pop brings home at night.
Well, say, Junior, did the paper boy throw my paper over there by any chance?
Don't see it.
I wonder if he might have thrown it on top of the porch.
Hey, if you hold me up, I will stand on your shoulders and see.
Oh, swell. Thank
okay,
you.
Now,
here
you
we go.
Me, now.
Up you go.
Don't drop me. I ain't scared. Don't drop me now.
Oh, careful. My chin. Hey, get your foot out of my mouth.
What?
Your foot. Take your foot out of my mouth.
You take your mouth out of my foot. Hey, let me down. It's not up here. Let me down.
You didn't do that on purpose, did you?
He don't know me very well, does he? Your paper wasn't up there.
I wonder if it might have gone under the porch.
I don't know.
Junior, what on earth are you talking about? Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Ain't my mummy pretty?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, you'd never know her face was warmed over from the night before, would you?
Tell me, how's your husband this morning?
Oh, he's still sleeping it off.
Junior, you stop saying things like that.
Oh, my little nose. You broke my little nose. You bit my little nose out of shape.
Oh, I did. Hit again.
Oh, you... When you let it alone the first place?
Now, just for that, Junior, you go into the house.
No, I want to stay out here.
No.
You let me stay out here, or I will tell.
You will tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be a lifeguard on a hot water heater.
Well, this isn't finding my paper.
Shall I call into the porch and see what's under there?
Oh, say, if you will, Junior, I'll give you a quarter.
A real quarter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, I will appreciate it. It'll be a good start for my $25,000 this year. Well, if I find it, will you read the funnies to me?
I'll read you the funnies, Junior. I'm worried sick about little orphan Annie.
Yeah, you would be. Well, here I go, under the porch. Boy, it sure is dirty under here. This is just my meat. Hey, look, there's a little hole that goes under the house. Goes all the way back, too. I wonder if I could crawl through it. It looks big enough to crawl through it. Oh, why quibble? I do it. Boy, it sure is dark in here. I hope I don't hit me with a head against a porch. I hope wrong, didn't I, Paul? Well, here's another little hole. Well, what do you know? I'm out in the backyard again.
Junior, where are you? Junior, are you there? Where did he go?
Gracious, I hope he didn't crawl under the house. All that electric wiring under there. And...
Electric wiring? Oh, dear.
Now, don't worry. Call the fire department. They can get him out.
Fire department? Oh, come quickly. My little boy is trapped under the house.
Oh, boy, what's that? Oh, boy. Fire engine, look, a hooking ladder and everything. Hey, what's wrong?
Oh, my little boy is trapped under the house.
No kidding. I would stand here and watch.
That's a good boy, Junior.
Yeah.
Junior!
Don't yell at me, you scare me too.
Oh, now you're going to get the whipping of your life.
Oh, oh, my vaccination, my You hit my... I'm sorry, mister, your paper wasn't under the porch. My vaccination!
Thank you.
Ozzie Nelson and the orchestra playing Tangerine. Thank you, Harriet. Thank you, Ozzie. Thank you, orchestra. Thank you, Truman. Thank you, thank you.
Whoa, Red, wait a minute. Why all this burst of gratitude?
Well, you see, Truman, I'm just trying to personally thank all the Raleigh cigarette smokers who redeemed their Raleigh coupons for United States war stamps.
A mighty worthy project, Red. Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to add the thanks of all our cast, our sponsors, yes, and even the United States government. For we recently received a letter from the Treasury Department officially thanking you Raleigh cigarette smokers for the thousands of dollars worth of war stamps that are being redeemed through Raleigh coupons. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, continue redeeming your Raleigh coupons for war stamps, and you'll help to secure the greatest premium of all, victory. And to those of you who have not yet tried Raleigh's, may I suggest, try a pack. You'll enjoy the richness, smoothness, and mildness of Raleigh cigarettes. And you'll enjoy saving those valuable Raleigh premium coupons. Yes, more than ever before, you'll find it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. The pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarettes.
Newspapers have the power to give everyone a clean living. So let's look in on a western town where the newspaper is clamoring to have the town cleaned up. And hanging over the bar, talking things over, we find Did I in person.
We can get that piano player. Hey, sound man, take care of that piano player, will you?
Well, bartender, I'll have a drink. Make mine a tin roof.
Tin roof drink? What's a tin roof?
It's something's on the house. What are you going to have, Wonderful?
A shot of rabbit punch, please.
I never heard of rabbit punch. Why don't you drink vulture's nest?
I don't want to fly. I just want to hop around a bit.
What are you drinking, bartender?
Nothing. My shoes are soggy enough now.
Yeah.
Say, Mr. Deadeye, you better stop drinking so much on account of that new rule they got.
I should stop drinking on account of a new rule?
Yes, sir. You is staggering more than the hours.
Now, they got too many new rules in this town. For instance, that old Calamity Jane with her cleanup campaign. That newspaper's making sissies out of us.
Yes, sir. Why, this morning, three old women threw me down and scrubbed me with soap and water.
What happened, Wonderful?
Nothing. They found out it was me all the time.
See, what does everybody want to clean up this town for, anyway?
Well, they want to make the town safe for the good law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, how many good law-abiding citizens we got in this town?
I don't know.
Let's go down the graveyard and count them, huh? Say, bartender, I don't like this free lunch. I got something stuck between my two front teeth. Can't get it out. You got a toothpick?
No.
Got a piece of string?
No.
Well, there's only one thing to do, then. Got any spare teeth?
Well, here's the evening's paper. It's all about that cleanup drive.
Yeah, what does it say?
It says rain today.
Now, that shows you how wrong they are. It ain't gonna rain today. It never rains. Might drizzle a little.
Say, look, Mr. Deadeye, your name's in the paper.
Yeah?
Yeah, look how they spell Deadeye. S-T-I-N-K-E-R.
Yeah. Oh, fine. That wasn't in there at rehearsal. They must be thinking of my wife's side of the family.
Whatever happened to your wife, Mr. Deadeye? She ain't around no more.
Nope. We lived together for 14 years. We never spoke a word to each other.
For 14 years?
Yeah, and then one day she sneezed. So I shot her. I can't stand them chatterboxes, you know. Is there anything else in that paper about me?
Yeah, it says... It says you is dead.
Dead?
Yeah, say you was beat to the jaw in a gun battle with that no-good three-finger Charlie.
Now, that's a lie, too. Nothing but lies in that paper. Why, I could outshoot that guy with my gun tied behind his back. I'm going to get the guy that wrote this that I was dead. You work for that paper, Wonderful. Who wrote it?
I did, Mr. Deadeye, but don't one, two, boom, three me.
I won't hurt you if you retract that statement.
Oh, I can't do that, because in the eyes of the people, you is dead. But I tell you what.
What?
I'll put your name in the birth column tomorrow and give you a fresh start.
Yeah. Now, what would folks say if I ran around the 10-gallon hat and three-cornered pants?
I could answer that, but it would only lead to bloodshed.
Hey, Deadeye, three-fingered Charlie's on his way over to Rick Calamity's newspaper office.
Come on, gang. That's all I gotta hear. I'm gonna take care of that three-fingered Charlie right now. Giddy up! Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse. Whoa! If you want, I'll give you a lump of sugar. I mean, whoa, that quick.
Hello, Deadeye.
Hey, where's that three-fingered Charlie?
Here I am. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to knit you into a sweater.
Attaboy, Mr. Deadeye. That's a swell yarn.
Yeah. Stand back, Calamity. All right, three-finger. Clear out of here, you big bum, you.
That did it. That means fight.
Okay, put your hands up. You heard me. Put your hands up.
Okay, they're up.
Don't you ever clean those three nails?
Look out, Deadeye. He's reaching for his gun.
Now, wait a minute. Let's be fair and square about this. I'll count three, and then we'll draw. Are you ready?
Ready.
One, two. Uh-oh. My gun's stuck in the holster.
Sorry, Deadeye. I can't wait no longer.
No, shoot.
Oh, speak to me, Deadeye. Speak to me.
No. This is the end of old Deadeye. I'm gone. Going to the happy hunting ground there, Clarity.
He's gone. Come in.
Well, I'm back.
What happened? I thought you went to the happy hunting ground.
I did, but they wouldn't let me in. I forgot my hunting license.
Ozzy and the boys play You Made Me Love You, Del King has a word for you.
Pipe smokers, get a load of Sir Walter Raleigh, and you'll light up with real smoking enjoyment. Sir Walter Raleigh is rich and mellow, flavor-packed with a nut-like tang that just can't be matched. Sir Walter Raleigh never burns hot or bitter because it's blended from select burleys, cured and aged to perfection. And it has a pleasing, fragrant aroma that everyone enjoys. Try the quality pipe tobacco of America tonight. Get Sir Walter Raleigh.
Remember, we'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Arthur Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio. This program, produced by Mel Williamson, and broadcast to our armed forces abroad, came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.